Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome everybody. Book, hashtag, Hey Sports Parents, continue to get such great feedback. So much different hoopla about the books. I want you to check it out or join us again on Twitter, hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. We've got a great doubleheader today. We're going to start off with Trent Nestler. He's a doctor of physical therapy. He's the national director, sports innovation, of the largest group really in the country of PT clinics, Select Medical. And then we're going to have come locally here, Donna Fatiago. She's a holistic nutrition coach. She's a fitness instructor for decades. She's the author of the exciting book, Q2, A Healthy Recipe for a Balanced Life. And as always, the third segment is the Sports Doctor's In. We'll be answering some emails. I want to welcome first off Trent Nestler, the National Director of Sports Innovation of the clinics. Trent, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I love when we talk physical therapy and high performance. You know, last week, my mentor in sports medicine, the great Bob Guida, one of the world's leading kinesiotherapists, joined me. So we like to talk high performance, physical therapy, and jump into all sorts of different topics. Give us a little bit of background on yourself, Trent, with what you've done and what you're up to now.
Sure. So I'm a physical therapist, obviously. I've been a physical therapist for over 20 years. Worked really my entire professional career has been in sports medicine. I've been blessed to work. I started practice in Arizona, was there for about 8 years or so. And I've also, from there, I went to Tennessee. I've been in Alabama. Back in the late 90s, I began seeing a lot of athletes with non-contact ACL injuries. It really kind of inspired a passion in me. I tell people all the time it was a calling, and started to try to figure out a way to kind of really try to assess this in a way that I knew if I could perform some kind of assessment that I could create an intervention to try to really impact that. So back in the late 90s, we started using, kind of dating myself, back in those days, we were using beta tape.
I hear you.
And filming people, doing movements. We graduated from that to some really great technology that probably most of the listeners are familiar with, which was Dartfish.
Yes.
Which is a slow
you know, the Dartfish, the first great figure skater, and one of my poster boys, the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, grew up here, Evan Lysacek. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skate. But years before that, man, the late 70s, the first great skater I saw, Angelo D'Agostino, who was the backup to Brian Boitano in the Olympics, really introduced me to Dartfish. Unfortunately, he passed away. Gosh, I don't know if it's been 2 years. Where we did a lot of stuff with orthotics, alignment, positioning, Dartfish. It's a great analysis. You're a specialist also. My other key and pearl for you, Trent, you know, from the Sports Doctor, I can't remember the last young girl I saw with an ACL tear or injury, non-contact, that had orthotics in her shoes, proper orthotics.
Sure.
Virtually has never happened over decades. And I'm still trying to sell it, you know, along with the song, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone. Connected to the knee bone. Tell us, Guida used to love to have an athlete stand on one foot. And that's what I do in my screenings and analysis. Talk about what's important to you and what you're bringing to the table as the director of sports innovation.
Sure. So we are actually using a wearable sensor technology now called DorsaV. And basically what we do is we go through a series of movements with the athlete, and a lot of those are single limb orientation. And with this sensor, what we're able to do is it's got an accelerometer, gyrometer, magnetometer in it. So it's actually able to, within 3% of a Viacon system, and as you know, it's the gold standard in biomechanics, within 3% of a Viacon system, we're able to track how much frontal plane motion occurs at the knee, what is the speed of that motion, how much tibial inclination, which is an indirect measure of dorsiflexion, do they get during the motion.
Where is the sensor? Are you familiar with the guys from Athlete Intelligence? Movement analysis with these movement technology sensor, wearable sensor technology. Yep. Where is somebody wearing this, the DorsaV, when you're doing or you're looking to get this information? Is it a wristband, a knee strap? What is it?
No. So it is actually it is placed in two different locations. The first four tests that we do, it is placed. We have one sensor on the thoracic spine and one on the lumbar spine, and basically we're doing some core testing, so we can track how somebody is able to stabilize their core in flexion, extension, and rotation. And then once they've completed those and we go to single limb test, it's actually placed on the tibia. And the cool thing about it is that we very much standardized the process. So it's all based on height. And so the tibial placement, we have a measurement tool that we do for every athlete that we put this on.
What's the website, Trent? What's the website for people to find out about the clinics, you, and this technology?
They can go to championsportsmedicine.com.
Is that all written out?
So it's csmsportsmedicine.com. And on there, we've got some information about the DorsaV system, as well as our program that goes along with that, which is called the ACL Play It Safe program.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that. Everybody listening
to
the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back over 10 years of radio shows. That's not counting the old ones we have on the reels. And you could look at who's been on, what are the topics, international guests on an endless array of topics in the world of nutrition, holistic medicine, fitness, high performance, physical therapy. Right, everybody? There's a physical therapy clinic on every corner, it seems. And maybe we're in worse shape than we ever were. It's an interesting puzzle. I can't tell you how many guests I get on Twitter, and authors and doctors and inventors, et cetera, at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We have over 34,000 followers. And again, one of the reasons I put hashtag in the title of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with my co-author, Hall of Fame volleyball player, Sharky Zartman, is again because there's a lot of activity in the Twitter world. So check that stuff out. Again, we're talking with Trent Nessler. He's the National Director, Sports Innovation, with Select Medical, the largest physical therapy center. I'll ask them again how many centers there are. We're talking physical therapy. Talk a little bit about what's made this Select Medical the largest in the country, Trent.
Sure. So Select Medical, we have 1,600 centers across the U.S. And most people don't know this. We're actually we are the largest sports medicine provider in the country. We are the largest employer of athletic trainers. We have over 800 athletic trainers employed across the U.S.
It's a great service.
It's
a great service. You know, people get surprised that, I don't know what the percentage is, a percentage of high schools, whatever, don't have trainers. It's amazing they have sports programs. And I know you guys have been one of the leaders in the, the geniuses of them all are the athletic trainers, man.
Absolutely. You know, and one of the other things that we do from a sports medicine perspective is, you know, we're very blessed that we've got some nationally recognized clinicians who are doing clinical research. You know, Kevin Wilk, who's out of our Birmingham office, does a tremendous amount of research in the sports medicine realm. Bob Mangine, who's out of our Cincinnati office, does a tremendous amount of research in sports medicine. Todd Ellenbecker out of Scottsdale, Arizona. You know, so as far as a
hey, I'm always looking for guests. You know, you'll definitely turn me on to these three guys. You know, in
Absolutely.
My book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, I have a chapter called The Two Essential Exercises. I don't care what your sport is. I don't care what your level is. I don't care boy or girl. And not the only two, but the two I really stress are strengthening, rubber band strengthening of the feet and ankles that I've watched for decades. Such an important link that many times is neglected. And the second exercise is balance, proprioception, stability work. It's funny, you mentioned dartfish before. I remember when we would hook up these athletes to 500 sensors on their body, dartfish and others, and we had them balance on a mini trim or the sand dune. They'd all light up. And with the challenge of super seniors and falling and balance challenge, and high-performance athletics, these are the two areas we pay such big attention to. It sounds like that's lower extremity is also one of your major areas of interest.
Yes, sir. You know, I have probably the last 20 years focused primarily around preventing ACL injuries. And that's kind of where the
came to the right place, Trent.
You came to the right place. Yeah, it's kind of where the 3D wearable sensor technology came about, and it's where the ACL Play It Safe program came about.
Yes.
It's really trying to quite honestly, take this out of the medical model and create more of a consumer-based program that could be done efficiently.
Great point.
Efficiently.
Great point. You know, we're still dealing with the fact, right, easily 5-1. The anterior cruciate ligament tear, the major stability ligament in the knee, is girls to boys, is females to males. That stat is still true, isn't it?
It is. It is. And unfortunately, the numbers are not getting any better.
No, they're not. And I'll tell you one of the reasons, again, if the athlete, the young girl's feet don't hurt, then they're ignored, especially in the orthopedic community. And many times, and we say proper orthotics, not something at the store or over the counter, podiatry-oriented orthotics. Again, I've seen some of the best girls in the world over the past 40 years. And when we combined what you do, real serious strengthening, proactive rehab, et cetera, with stability, working those feet and ankles and proper orthotics, I'd count on one hand how many non-contact after yet. So, again, that's my pearl for the day, especially in your area of research. It's not a panacea. You fall wrong. You land wrong. We can have these kinds of injuries. But a big part of the female-male situation is, number one, hormonal. There's just slightly more flexibility in females to males. Number two, it's the wider hips, the different biomechanics. And a lot of your stuff in the world of physical therapy has really come a long way in these proactive programs to try to prevent all of these knee problems, haven't you?
Absolutely. You know, since we've launched the ACL Play It Safe program, it's been out on the market for a little over a year now, and we have implemented this program with over 5,000 athletes across the U.S., and the cool part of all of that is that we're seeing massive reductions in not just ACL, but all lower extremity injuries. in the cost savings, we actually track claim submissions related to our intervention. And we're seeing dramatic decreases in claim submissions that universities are putting forward for their scholarship to athletes.
Yeah, I like your idea a lot, Trent, about taking this out of the medical realm, quote-unquote, where it's always been, and start really comparing. It seems like my old friends who supported the sports doctor for years, Athlete Intelligence, the wearable sensor technology, their thing is concussions, and technology, wearable technology. And here we see some lower extremity-oriented kinds of things. I think that's really, really terrific to get the consumers filtering down to the schools, maybe to have much more attention paid to some of this.
Well, and to your point, getting it to the consumer, you know, I think one of the things that we're really striving to do is help people understand this is not just injury prevention. Biomechanics, quite honestly, as you know, is performance.
Yes.
So we're, with all of our research, we're actually tracking impact on vertical jumps.
Now, of course, I'm prejudiced, Trent, but if you want to be two steps faster, strengthen your feet and ankles.
Yep.
Work that stability work, or you want to jump higher. And then again, I used we have so many chiropractors on, PTs, and of course I might be singing the song, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone's connected to the knee bone, the backbone. They would sing it on the way down, and you guys would sing it for both areas. Physical therapy, I believe, has really dramatically increased proprioception or balance routine training, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely, and that is a core part of our ACL Play It Safe program. You know, the other thing that we do is we do all of that training in a fatigue state. You know, as you and I know, you know, most of these injuries occurring later in the game when the athlete is tired. So one of the things that we're finding is that when we train that athlete in that tired state, that it actually carries over more to when they are actually tired in the game. So they're actually moving better and performing better.
Yes, we all know, and one of the reasons also, Trent, that I wrote the book is that the pressure, both physically, there is an epidemic of overuse youth sports injuries. There's a nightmare of medicines and pain medicine starting with the kids because of this way overkill pressure of performance very, very early, whether it's physically with the injuries or mentally with the burnout, et cetera. And I'm really excited to hear that individuals like yourself are smack in the middle. And I always ask you guys, hey, how's your sports psychology skill with the parents and coaches?
Right, right. Well, you know, and quite honestly, it goes back to your point. I mean, part of that psychology, one is kind of tapping into what are they looking for. And so, you know, a lot of parents are looking for that performance enhancement piece of it. And so we're trying to help them understand that those two things go along side by side. And the other piece is really educating. You know, I was just on a call the other day with some of our leadership in sports medicine, and Dr. Andrews was saying that studies show that an athlete is 36 times more likely to suffer an injury when they're fatigued. And they define that fatigue as event fatigue, seasonal fatigue, and year-round fatigue. So to your point.
Yeah, so the bottom line is also, you're right, Dr. Andrews talking about now they're doing Tommy John surgery on 13-year-olds.
Yeah,
off the
yeah.
wall. So we've really got to increase paying attention, especially youngsters who specialize in one sport. I always send them to you guys, people who are involved in the world of physical therapy or sports training, to try to do the only two things anybody cares about. One, can you prevent injuries and problems? And two, very importantly, like you mentioned, can you enhance performance for those, you know, who are competitive? And you know, because again, the bottom line is there's an epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports, and you're part of the education team trying to get big time the word out. Give us the website one more time, Trent, to find out more information.
It's csmsportsmedicine.com.
csmsportsmedicine.com. Trent Nestler, National Director of Sports Innovation. Trent, hold on a quick second. We'll be right back, everybody. sports doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, welcome back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And again, we're going to have our next couple of 8-minute segments. We've got Donna Fatigato, holistic nutrition coach. She's a fitness trainer for decades with so many groups and corporations and teams. And she's the author of Q2. Healthy Recipe for a Balanced Life. Hey, Donna, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great. And you are a Chicago gal. So we're back in Chicago. We were just out in Nashville. Give us a little bit, Donna, of a quickie background about what you've been doing and what you are doing.
Great. Well, I've been in the wellness industry for 36 years. I'm Chicago born, and I've been in the western suburbs for since high school. And I actually started teaching aerobics when I was senior in high school with the leg warmers to Olivia Newton-John, Let's Get Physical. So I started at an early age because I created an awareness because I...
Are you telling me that that's that old? Is that song that old?
Yes, it is.
I'm saying I'm thinking of Olivia Newton-John and Let's Get Physical, and I'm saying we're both dating ourselves. I'm trying to remember how long ago it was. Right?
Yes, that's okay. I embrace my age. It's okay.
Okay, so the area, again, of the personal training is an area that's exploded, and I think it's a great thing over the past 2-3 decades. Jane Fonda, again, one of the real pioneers of a lot of this, and I think it's really added to the education of individuals. Okay, and we're going to talk more about some of that feedback when we get her back on the line. By the way, everybody, sportsdoctorradio.com. is the email where you can go back and listen to radio shows. You can zip over to newspaper articles and read about everything from women in high heels accepting the challenge to what's the best shoe to what about youth sports specialization. Donna, you're back.
Yes, I'm back. Yes, I was hearing cool. An echo, and
we're high tech. We're proactive. We're able to detect these types of problems. So, again, the holistic nutrition coach. I talk so much on the Sports Doctor about nutrition. It's such a huge topic. We also talk big-time holistic medicine. I like that combination. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I like that combination also because I think that a lot of people think about nutrition way too much. They overthink it. You know, they're talking about portion sizes, what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat. And then it's also the reason why we're eating. Are we eating to live? Are we living to eat? Is our eating causing inflammation within our body? Is it causing medical conditions? Being aware of all these things is so important, and that's what I like about the holistic nutrition approach. And
yes, my guest last week, Donna, Melissa Walden, it was eating disorder specialist. So the psychology of food and all of these other sides of it, as we've all woken up to the fact that the good old American diet was garbage for the most part, and you can't turn on the television if you're not watching a drug ad, you're watching a diet ad. How have you seen in your 30-something years the whole area of personal training change in your experience?
Oh, it went from just really addressing the working out, the physical aspect, to combining the nutrition, teaching people about the food pyramid, which there was something so wrong with that food pyramid, and then they switched it where the food pyramid was actually upside down, and now just learning to eat the proper quantity of food along with the proper quality of food.
You know, it's enough to drive anybody crazy. Low fat, no fat, et cetera. Now, I've been talking for 20 years at least, give or take a few weeks, about childhood obesity. Had guests on from all over the world. We've had so many different experts. The obesity, it's ironic. Again, there's so much attention to fitness and personal training. My first guest, physical therapy. You can't go a block without seeing a physical therapy clinic yet. We're still in the middle of this childhood obesity nightmare, as well as the adult obesity. Is this one of the reasons from A to Z that you wrote that book, Q2, Healthy Recipe for a Balanced Life?
Absolutely, because what it is, it's a diet-free approach. And because if you think about it, diet has the word die in it. And it usually consists of an unnatural eating pattern that you cannot sustain because you're depleting yourself of something. And so it's a way of looking at food differently by the Q2 method, quality and quantity, eating earth, tree, land, and sea, and also by embracing the foods that come out of the ground. But not only that, no man-made foods, non-GMO, and also looking for foods that are grass-fed.
Real education. I hope your sports psychology skills are up to date. I know, again, in the holistic, many times means the connection, mind, body, the whole that fitness area. Do you give talks? Do you go to groups? Do you have a studio? How do you implement it?
Yes. So I do a lot of corporate wellness. So I'm at the Q Center where they have the businesses come in and do their own trainings, and then they'll have me come in and do a yoga or a nutrition talk or time management, something like that. Or also I go to different groups. Yes, I speak at different lunch and learns. I just did one at the DuPage County for the employees. But you're absolutely right. You know, you have to take ownership for your health, and you have to want it. So what I have realized is that people have to want to change. They may say they want to change, but that's where the mind really comes into play. You really have to create an awareness. Then you need to envision the quality of life that you want to live. And then you have to ask yourself, what is your why? And you have to address what habits that may be inhibiting you from reaching your goals, and then address what habits you need to change. And then you have
What's your website, Donna? What's the website
www.q2fit.com.
Q, the initial Q, fit.com.
Q2fit.com.
Okay, Q2fit. Yeah, the who is Q? Q Fit.
Who is Q?
Yeah.
Q2 stands for quality and quantity. And I first applied that to my nutritional counseling clients because instead of talking about portion size, because they were so confused by portion size, even though it says serving size on the back of the food labels, I was like, let's look at it a different way. Let's look at it with quantity, because they were able to, you know, visualize, you know, a cup or a poundful or, you know, a hand, you know, for if your protein should be the size of the palm of your hand. They were able to realize the quantity of sizes that they're supposed to be eating in one serving as opposed to the serving size on the back of the label. And then the quality of the food. So, you know, choosing more, you know, less, omit or choose fewer fatty proteins, unhealthy fats, and complex carbs, and choosing lean protein, healthy fats, and complex carbs, and, you know, making optimal food choices, no man-made foods, eat plant-based and colorful. And if you choose animal and protein, if you choose animal protein or fish, then you want to select grass-fed, non-GMO, and wild-caught. So those are all of the principles that I have applied to my clients, and along with a metabolism quiz of 12 questions. And that metabolism quiz is very simple, and it's all things that we should be doing. For instance, do you eat breakfast in the morning? If you don't eat breakfast in the morning, then you're going to slow down your metabolism. Do you get 7 to 8 hours sleep a night? If you don't do that, then you are, again, going to slow down your metabolism. Do you eat every 3 to 4 hours? If you don't do that again, you slow down your metabolism. And then there's another, you know, 9 questions. But if you can get those all in check, and that's how we should all be living, and that's the quality of life that you want to be able to live if you're able to apply that. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, it does. And the corporate world, of course, is for years now, I think, paid much, much, much more attention to the wellness of their clientele and their employees, fitness centers, the breaks, walking capabilities. We'll talk more about all of these things when we come back. We're talking with Donna Fatigato. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes, you are, Fatigato.
All right. And we'll be right back at the Sports Doctor. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, Arabia, we are back live from Chicago. We're talking with Donna Fatigato. She's in the Chicago area, so I don't have to worry about time zones. Holistic nutrition coach, fitness trainer for decades, author of Q2, A Healthy Recipe for a Balanced Life. Donna, talk a little bit about the age groups that you might be dealing with. You know, so much of the sports doctor is about the adolescent athlete, the young boy or girl. Talk about some of the different ages that you're dealing with and what you're paying attention to.
Sure. Well, I have worked with adolescents, and I started a Young Lungs program, and also different sports. Gosh, I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank right now.
Well, you said your son's played hockey.
I'm sorry.
Yes, well, that makes you a sports parent, dear. Ha! You know.
I just got distracted. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just got distracted. I just somebody just came in and I didn't expect it. I'm sorry. Okay, so
hey, it happens. Yes, happens all the time. Yes. And there's nothing like the excitement of a live show, where the sports doctor has to dance around all these things, whether it's phone concerns or whatever. But again, in your world, where you're dealing with the fitness and wellness of men and women, by the way, what roughly is the percentage of men and women that you work with?
Nowadays, I would have to say it is probably about 80% women and 20% men.
Yeah, it's interesting still.
Yeah. I mean, I think just because, you know, being, in the chronological ages of in the 50s and what women go through and, our waste is taken away at that time and we just go through so many metabolic and metabolic changes that I think that they're able to relate with me more. I do have a lot of men taking my yoga classes and Pilates classes, really focusing on the center of the body. That's really important to stay well-rounded and balanced. And
yes, what are some of the things, you know, Pilates is an area that so many of my young figure skaters have used for decades. Again, yoga is been around, for thousands of years. What are some of the things, again, on the physical side, of the physical training side, again, you mentioned yogis, rather yoga Pilates. What else are you paying attention to on the physical side for your clients?
Oh, mind. Absolutely. You have to have that mind-body connection. So, and that's why I think that I've been applying more and more yoga and Pilates methods in my training. And because you can't just work on just one area, and the mind really has to connect. And so, you know, in Pilates, you work your powerhouse, your abs, low back, spine, and hips. But you're also lengthening and strengthening through your extremities, through your spine, through your torso, stretching out of your hips and out of your shoulders. And yoga, the same thing. And then that whole balance of mental stability and connecting it with your body and your spirit really
Donna, importance of free weight. You know, a lot of times over the years, the myth, women were scared for free weight. They thought they were going to get muscle bound, of course, which they never would unless they trained for decades. But do you also mix in some free weight or cardiovascular stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In Q2, I actually talk about why cardio matters, and I have a whole cardio section that tells you, you know, how many steps you should have every day and where you are in the danger zone. If you're under 3,500 steps, of course, you're in the danger zone and you want to shoot higher, 7,000, your metabolism kicks in. And then if you're, you know, 12,000 above, you're more of a warrior. And as far as free weights go, yes. A lot of women.
Yes, you know, you'll give me a buzz. You'll give me a buzz, Donna. We'll come out and talk to some of your people about what's about the criteria, what's the best shoe, what type of walking, running shoe, et cetera. Again, we were talking before, but half the people I see who are active, who are women, have knee trouble. And I'm a podiatrist, sports podiatrist. So many times we see that biomechanics of the whole body is such a key, because one of your main focuses, of course, is to try to keep people from getting injured and to keep people paying big attention to the wellness and fitness side. And again, you know, yoga has always been a mind-body connection forever, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And what you just talked about with the knees, you know, multi-plane exercises are important. So if you're always doing that leg extension or that leg curl or the leg press, and there's nothing wrong with those, but those are working your major muscle groups. So, you know, Pilates and yoga, you're going to hit all those little micro muscles that are around those areas.
Yes, get your people on the mini tram. Get your people. I'm always handing out pearls of the sports doctor. Work stability. We used to call it, with the famous Bob Guida, instability training, balancing on mini trams and balance boards. Ironically, this is as effective for the best athlete in the country, regardless of their sport, or their grandmother, who might be in her 80s, and we're trying to prevent falling. So my pearl for the day is absolutely mix in some balance work.
Absolutely. I just did some balance work at noon at the DuPage County for the employees, because I'm there 3 days a week teaching corporate wellness for their lunch hour, and we worked on balance today. They don't want to go back to work all sweaty, but you know what? Even the balance exercises could work. You could work up a sweat, but not so protrusively that you know, like you would for cardio. But it's really interesting when people do balance exercise and they're like, but I want to work out. I want to sweat. I'm like, you are working out.
Yeah, my first guest, Trent, the physical therapist, we're talking about evaluation, wearable sensor technology, Darthfish being one of them. Somebody who might be balancing, the whole body lights up because they're working all of these stabilizers and core correctors, et cetera. And if anybody wants to experience that who's listening in, stand on one foot and balance and then close your eyes at the same time. You'll start to see. We used to call it proprioception. Now we got real simple. We call it balance work. So, again, you're a real educator. And you're working with some of these people, again, on their lunch hour. And I'm sure you mixed in your nutritional discussion for these groups.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Every class, we start with nutrition questions and a new recipe. I do have over 120 healthy recipes in my book, Q2. So Q2 is actually a message of hope, healing, and transformation, the first half, and has a lot of different abundant amount of information from health and wellness to self-love to positive body image to mindfulness, to finding balance in your life. But the second portion is 120 healthy recipes. And, you know, just thinking of food a different way. So if you like nachos, guess what? You can have nachos. Make sweet potato nachos. Your chips are your sweet potatoes. You like, you know, chicken wings. How about some cauliflower buffalo bites? So, and those are just some examples. But, you know, just eating, find the foods that you like that are earth, tree, land, and sea, and combine
that's
them
with a great, that's a great serum. Saying. Earth, sea, land, you know, again, it's a great saying. Otherwise, people would say, don't eat anything with a face on it. But it's really a constant reeducation, it seems, for our great culture, again, which is everybody's in a hurry, and everything's got to be convenient, and who knew? All of these, again, low fat, no fat, and high cholesterol, and what about sugar, and all of these things would cause us such problems. Donna, give us the website again, people could find out about you, your programs, and the book.
Q2Fit.com.
Q2Fit.com. How long has the book been out?
April 24th of this year.
Wow, you're like, I think you were 4 days after Hashtag Ace Sports Parents, you know? I'm wishing us both a lot of luck with the books, right?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, Donna, hold on, Donna. Donna Fatigato, again, holistic nutrition coach, author of Q2. Is it Q2 Fitness?
No, it's called Q2, A Healthy Recipe for a Balanced Life.
Great. I knew I'd get it straight. Donna, hold on a second. Everybody will be right back with the sports doctors in your email. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctors In segment. Again, you could email me, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com, and maybe we mix you in. We have a whole pool of emails. It's a great interchange. Again, you can check out the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. My co-author, Sharkey Zartman, Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's a radio host. Sharkey's Pep Talk on the Great Healthy Life Radio Network. I spent 4 years with them. If you have a child in youth sports, then you really want to check out the book, which not only talks all about the parenting and aspects of the fun, the challenges of youth sports in the first segment, which Sharkey writes, to the second segment, The Sports Doctor's In, where we talk about everything from what's the best shoe to what about orthotics, what about specializing, what are we going to do with youth tackle football. The third section, I have 8 experts in all areas, sports psychology, physical training, nutrition, coaching, great stuff. The last section, we have a parent's perspective. We have 5 or 6 parents chime in with the challenges, highs and lows of parenting, child athlete, sports doctors in segment. Well, next week, we've got Mike Curry's coming back. He's the co-creator of the Strongboard Balance System. And Dr. Michael Pound, a chiropractor, is a podcaster, Heal Faster, his podcast. Following week, Dr. Denise McDermott, she's a contributor to Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. She's a child and adult psychiatrist. She's also a podcaster and author. And then Kate Nemacoli, she's the Program and Education Director, National Association of Youth Sports. Gerald's email, what's fat pad atrophy? Gerald, fat pad atrophy, you know, there's padding, fatty tissue on the bottom of the foot. When we have excessive pressure as we get older, we can start to wear that fat pad down. Someone with a high arch foot might be more susceptible to that wearing down. We can start causing problems on the metatarsal joints, on the ball in the foot area. So many times we're using orthotics to redistribute weight, take pressure off that area. It's not that big a deal, but we do pay attention to it. Usually when we're looking at discomfort or symptoms in the ball of the foot, then fat pad is one of the things we want to pay attention to. There's even some plastic surgeons and some podiatrists who pay attention to transferring fat tissue from other areas of the body when this is a problem, like in some diabetics. Tony writes, my son is 16 years old. He really has been playing serious tennis since he's 10 years old. He plays 4 or 5 days a week. He travels and plays. He has on and off shin discomfort, shin splints. You know, Tony, 90% of persistent shin problems are foot-related. That doesn't mean we can't get shin problems with everything. And shin splints is not a medical term. You got to get a diagnosis. It could be a stress fracture. It could be a tendonitis, which is very common. Pounding of those areas that slow us down, that reduce the pressure on the lower leg. So you want to get a diagnosis. If, again, it's been persistent, he plays tennis. We've had great success with the double approach of, number one, looking at your son's foot mechanics. I don't care if he's got great foot mechanics. If he's a serious tennis player, orthotics will really, really help, and combine it with strengthening, seeing physical therapy, and getting a real good program for strengthening of all the muscles of the feet, ankles, and lower legs. The tennis is a highly physical sport. Any of us who watched Wimbledon over this past week or two, these five-hour matches, it's just unbelievable, the physicality. So this is what your son is into regarding that. So we really, really want to get a diagnosis. We want to look seriously. See sports podiatry for orthotics. Also, again, make sure you're seeing physical therapy so he knows the right kind of strengthening exercises and treatment if needed. Sometimes, Tony, you got to back off. Take some breaks, because again, one of the real topics in hashtag Hey Sports Parents is overkill, over scheduling, overplaying, overthrowing, etc. Mike, here we go. My daughter's a 14-year-old serious volleyball player. She's been plagued with jumper's knee. We talked about that earlier in the show with the physical therapist, Trent Nessler. A jumping sport like volleyball is going to put a lot of pressure on the knees. So, again, we've got to pay attention to biomechanics, everything from what's the best shoe that your daughter's in to the role of orthotics. We saw the Olympic women's volleyball team in the late 70s. As a matter of fact, the national team, my co-author of hashtag Sports Parents, Sharky Zartman, was on those national teams in the 80s. And knee problems is a big deal. So we really, really want to pay attention to trying to identify whether there are pronated feet. Are we in the right shoe? What kind of strengthening are we doing? We've got to be sensible, Mike, with the demand. Just like we talked about before with Tony, with his son, with tennis, all the changes is the uniform. Overkill. The problem with the epidemic of youth sports injuries. Again, we see the overabundance of pain medicine, over-the-counter medicines, the ibuprofens, the Aleves, because these kids are hurting. Nobody wants to back them off. So, again, good news, when you combine the proper custom orthotics and real strengthening, great success with reducing the recurrence. Jumper's knee is, for the most part, is a tendonitis of the kneecap, the patella tendon that attaches the kneecap to the shin bone, and it's usually involved so much with overkill, but you want to be paying big attention to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show with all of these programs involving stability training, balance training, proper therapy. Sheila says, I'm 50 years old. I love golf. My heels hurt me all the time in the morning. You know, Sheila, when heels hurt in the morning, 40, 50 years old and up, you got to pay attention to plantar fasciitis, possibility of heel spurs. go to a podiatrist, have them check that out. Great news is orthotic physical therapy can be very, very helpful. But inactivity pain, like first thing in the morning, I've been sitting for 2 hours, I got out of the car, my heel hurt. We are suspicious of possible heel spurs, plantar fasciitis, again, which can be very, very successfully treated. Go see podiatry. I wanted to talk about drug commercials. I'll just give you one sentence. The United States is only one of two countries in the world that allows television advertising of prescription drugs. Is that a surprise to anybody? The ad nauseum, continuing commercials on TV. No wonder we're up to our eyes in overuse of so many different drugs. But people many times are surprised that only the United States and New Zealand allows it. Thanks, everybody. Catch you next week. It's The Sports Doctor.
Fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker, call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.